Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming. I have to apologize for the quality of the ink. Baruch Hashem, a new siman. Has a lamdanut and it has a lot of lemaises. So Bezrat Hashem, we'll see as much as we can. This year is going to be a little bit of pticha for everything because we're going to discuss like general concepts a little bit. But we're not going to finish everything that we have to say about it because there is a lot more to say about the topics. So we're going to open a couple of discussions. And then at the end, we're going to come into more like a couple of specific points. So we'll start with the Gemara in Ayin Daled. תנו רבנן, היו לפניו מיני אוכלים, בורר ואוכל, בורר ומניח, ולא יברור, ואם ברר חייב חטאת. So this Braita has many explanations. And we have to focus on the three last terutzim. One of the questions before we got to the last terutzim was v'chi mutar levashel lebo b'yom, v'chi mutar levor pachot mikashiur. The question of pachot mikashiur, and then the terutz of Rav Yosef, borer ve'ochel bayad, borer u'meniach bayad, bekanon ve'bet amchui lo yivror. So what does the yad, why does the yad take care of the question? Meaning, is it mutar to be borer bayad? Is it mutar to turn on the fire with your yad? Meaning, and then the ochel mitoch psolet mitoch ochel, why does it change the status and makes it mutar lechatchila? And then abaye, borer ve'ochel le'altar. Why? How does that goes with the question that we just had? I mean, are you allowed to cook for eating immediately? What exactly going on, Lemaise? We hold like the last three terutzim, Lemaise. So, what exactly is going on? So, if you read Rashi dibura matchil patur aval asur. מותר לכתחילה לא הווה, do you see פטור אבל אסור? מותר לכתחילה לא הווה דדם מלברירה, that's קנון ותמחוי, וחייב חטאת לא הווה דה וכלאחר יד. So as you mentioned the concept of כלאחר יד, when you don't do it the normal way that it was used to be in the Mishkan, so it's כלאחר יד, it's לכאורה שינוי, רש"י דיסקס השינוי. בעיקר ברירה בין אפה וקברה, and then Rashi comes לכאורה to explain also the din of יד, why yad is also mutar, אבל ביד לא דמי לבורר כלל. So what exactly does he mean? Does he mean that it's also part of the shinui? Because normal brera used to be made with kli, and yad is part of the discussion of shinui. And then after that, Rashi said, "Ochel mitoch psolet lav derech brerai." זה לא דרך ברירה. What does it mean? You can explain the same thing, or that it's shinui, or that it's something else that we're going to see soon. But Rashi mentioned for sure the concept of shinui for kanon v'tamchui and maybe for yad also. Tosfot, and I just have to mention one more thing to focus on Rashi, that Rashi in the beginning of the Braita, היו לפניו מיני אוכלים גרסינן ולא גרסינן שני מיני, להפוקה מתוספות. Tosfot have the girsa and he decided that should be goes שני מיני אוכלים, that we discussed two kinds of food. We're not discussing psolet gamur. Rashi, we're discussing psolet gamur in this stage of the Gemara, in the beginning of the Gemara. According to Rashi, only the second part of the Gemara, Ayu lefanav shne mine ochalin, discuss two kinds of ochalin, but the first part discuss ochel v'psolet. Tosfot already used the concept that Rabbeinu Chanan al Mechadesh, the two mine ochalin also consider psolet. Whatever you don't want, consider psolet. So Tosfot explained the first part of the Gemara also with two mine ochalin. לתוספות דיבור המתחילו לפניו שני מיני אוכלים. בורר ומניח, how to explain בורר ואוכל, בורר ומניח. So Rashi said, בורר ומניח. בורר בורר ומניח לאלתר, לאכול לאלתר. And Tosfot says, בורר ומניח לצורך אחרים. They have לכאורה a little bit of difference how to explain what is מניח. מניח is for other people, or בורר ומניח, meaning I don't have to put it immediately in my mouth, I can finish the ברירה that I want to do now, and then I can eat it. But I'm the one who eats, not אחרים. Now the next Tosfot, וכי מותר לאפות פחות מקשיור, opens the eyes a little bit, והמתרץ על כדדת פחות מקשיור, אבל דרך אכילה. So Tosfot already felt that something is wrong here, because when we ask, וכי מותר לבשל פחות מקשיור, and then we answered, בורר ואוכל ביד, so he said that the havamin of the one who was saying that pachot mikashiur is good, he thought that less than kashiur of kagrogeret, it's not chetzi shiur. It's basically does not consider brera at all. It's basically considered like eating. And this concept we're going to see in Melechet Borer and also in Melechet Tochen. It's very simple that you can chew your food and swallow it, although you're basically tochen when you eat your food. And so too, when you put the food in your mouth and you find something like bad in the food, you can take the psolet out. And nobody argue with that. So why is it mutter? So that's what it says. Everyone agreed that something should be considered derech achila. Derech achila is not considered melacha at all. The question is how much we can expand that definition of derech achila. How far are we going to go with that? So the first Terutz was trying to say that pachot mikashiur, the maisa look like it's not like a manufacturer that makes a lot. It's like a private thing that you do to eat. So it's considered eating. It's not considered doing a melacha. And then the discussion, basically, according to Tosfot, is what is considered derech achila? So the first opinion said maybe pachot mikashiur is derech achila. The second opinion, no, pachot mikashiur is not good. So yad is not derech brera, derech brera is bekli, derech brera is ochel mitoch psolet, psolet mitoch ochel. And then you see Tosfot after that struggle, what is the derech brera, ochel mitpsolet, psolet mitochel.
Can it be something which is not derech brera but still not be derech achila?
Again, can some be?
Can something be not derech brera,
yeah,
but not necessarily derech achila?
It's kind of a tampa.
So what
no,
is it?
Meaning, it's something that doesn't mean the
Kanon v'tamchui, maybe it's something in between. Kanon v'tamchui, it's not normal achila,
no.
It's like in between.
Isn't there a way that it's not brera, right? Like we said before. Rashi said before, we're going to do with biyad.
Right. Right.
Yanni's saying is not.
Derech brera.
Shinui?
Rashi sounds like more like shinui, but again, we're going to see that the whole discussion in this whole sugya is revolving around that. And how we define the maise, how do we define the result? I'm just opening all the discussions, meaning we might find that at the end, but I'm just opening the...
According to Tosos, when you eat food, you're automatically doing a brera. So that is not... I mean, that's...
Right.
If you eat your green beans before you eat your meat, you're doing ochel, a brera.
Ochel mitzolet. If you eat what you...
That's why, it's not that when he says derech achil, because it's like you have to take something out.
When you eat what you want, it's ochel mitzolet, that's fine.
Right.
The question is how long, how far are you going to go with that? Can I put it on my table before I eat it, or I should just put it in my mouth directly, or I can prepare it before the meal, and it's considered part of the achila? That's basically the discussion that we're going to discuss according to Tosfot. According to Rashi, it sounds like a little bit like we discuss more like a shinui. That yad is shinui, ochel psolet, psolet meochel is shinui, kanon v'tamchu is shinui. Although we're going to see that the Ritva understood that Rashi learned like Tosfot, that it's lo derech brera, meaning derech achila. But pshat Rashi is not so clear, and it seems when I learn it first time, it sounds like more like shinui. The concept I told you with derech achila is more like meforash in the Ramban, page number 2. I'm just going to read it quickly because it's very fundamental for the sugya. The Ramban even go one step more. And he said that maybe psolat mitoch ochel also going to be good for that. Ramban, you see Ramban, page number 2. Perush misvara kasavara b'shen boer pachot mikashiur chiyuv kaofe pachot mikashiur she'en derech b'chra b'kach ela ki ochel ומצא פסולת בחתיכה שהוא אוכל, ומפריש פסולת מתוך אוכל שהוא מותר. ורבי יוסף אמר, דקמן דו כשהוא חייב, פחות מכשהוא נעמי אסור. So you see that the Ramban basically explained that the argument and that the discussion here is what could we consider דרך אכילה, is פחות מכשהוא, is also דרך אכילה or not. But למעשה, that's the concept that we see in the Ramban and in Tosfot also. The next point that we should emphasize in the sugya is what is le'altar. Rashi said le'tzorech achila miyad. So it sounds like, if you read Rashi, it sounds like when you mevarer ochel mipsolet, you put it next to your, you put it on the plate, and then immediately when you finish to do the brera, you should eat it. That's le'altar. And if you read the Rambam, it sounds like it also, but it's not so clear. Tosfot, when they said Letzorech Acherim, it's more like sound like you can wait a little bit, as long as it's being eaten soon. And we're going to discuss that more soon. Another point in the Gemara is when you read the Gemara, when Abaye and Ravim Nuna argue with each other, Abaye says Le'altar, and Ravim Nuna said Ochel Mipsolet, Psolet Meochel. Are they arguing with each other, or each one build another floor on top of each other? Meaning, le'altar, when I say le'altar is the heter, is le'altar mean that I can do psolat me'ochel also? Because the le'altar changed the whole maise? The altar is not brera, so if le'altar is not brera, if it's derech achila, so it doesn't matter what you do. Like, you have in your mouth psolet, you can take the psolet out. So it's mutter. So if this is the case, it should be mutter even psolet me'ochel. And we're going to see that some Rishonim really explain the Gemara like that. And it makes more sense based on the svar of derech achila. The Rabbeinu Hananel, and that what most of the Rishonim quote Lemaise, that we hold like all of them combined together. So we need both. We need the Le'altar and Ochel Mipsolet. So Lemaise, we hold like Rabbeinu Hananel that we need both. But we're going to see in the Rishonim that some Rishonim explain that they argue. And if they argue, that basically means that Le'altar can be Mutar even when it's Psolet Me'ochel.
Or about Rav Yosef as well, where he makes the distinction between the yad and the
again, if you understand that each answer of the Amoraim made separately without being like dependent on each other, then you can say that Rav Yosef, you know, it's not, if you look in the Ramban, it's not necessarily that all the answer made chronologically after each other. It might be that each one in their best midrash said what they think the pshat in the, and now we need to struggle if they agree with each other or they argue with each other. So you're going to see in the Rishonim that it's not so clear. And Rav Yosef is also in the problem, because Rav Yosef just tell you the yad. You want to say that yad going to be not le'altar and not ochel mipsolet? That's what you want to say? I didn't see anyone who said that. But I can say that he has both.
We will take ochel, that chiluk of
he might take like this.
And other things.
Right, but I didn't see anyone who would say that Rav Yosef would say that bayad is mutar completely, even psolet me'ochel, and even not le'altar. That's, I didn't see. Yeah. Although you're right that based on what I said, if they argue, they should argue that yad is a shinui, especially if you understand in Rashi that yad is mamash a shinui, mm-hmm. It should be mutar even la'aniach. And that is a big chidush. Lemaise, we will not hold like that. Even if Rabbi Yosef himself might hold it for himself, we are not going to hold like that. But for the other thing that I said, the psolat me'ochel, some Rishonim hold the maise like that. Now, what? Another point in the Gemara, and it's not in the Gemara, it's the Rishonim. You can take a look in the Rishonim if you have time after. I just was fascinated by the Rana Miyuchas, not the Rana that we have at the end of the Gemara. The Rana Miyuchas said that the din of Lehaniach is only when you have fruit that usually people keep. So he said, if you have rimon, pomegranate, and you take the seeds out, it's not going to last outside. So you can do even laniach. Because it's like, nobody keep pomegranate seeds, they're going to spoil. So by definition, this item cannot be qualified to be din meniach. It's a tremendous chidush, and lechora, the Rema, mashma, like, unlike this, in the Rema discuss shaltin, we're going to discuss that soon. Shaltin is like chasa, lettuce, and he discussed the bed leaves and the... Shaltin is not something that's going to have any stability with no refrigeration. So you see that the mice were not holding like the run anymore. But I was just like fascinated that there is like an opinion like that. Makes sense also, but... Okay, so that's the he'arot, or the opening for the discussion that we have to discuss in the Gemara. We're going to discuss Bezrat Hashem more of, especially the one that I mentioned in the beginning. We need to read the Rambam. The Rambam is like mandatory here. The Rambam have an interesting page number 7. Halacha Yud Bet and Yud Gimel. Haborer ochel mitoch psolet, o shehayu lefanav shne minei ochalim, veberer min mimin acher, benapa vebekvara chayav. בקנון ובתמחוי פטור, ואם ברר בידו לאכול לאלתר מותר. So the Rambam have the גרסה לכאורה like תוספות, Rambam star שני מיני אוכלים. He doesn't say, היו לפניו, he basically גורס like תוספות. We're not discussing פסולת. שני מיני אוכלים. And then the Rambam writes, והבורר פסולת מתוך אוכל אפילו בידו אחת חייב, if you do פסולת מאוכל, even with one hand is usher, about the Tormusin, I'm skipping the Tormusin. We're going to have a long discussion on Tormusin. Now, I'm skipping to the next line. Haborer ochel mitoch psolet biyado. Now he discussed psolet. It's not shne mine ochalin. Ochel mitoch psolet biyado lehanicho, afilu lebo bayom, naasa keborer laotzar vechayav. So, when the Rambam discusses ochel mitpsolet, he says, afilu lebo bayom, it's considered like meniach laotzar vechayav. And then Rambam separate the din of psolet me'ochel and exclude shne mine ochalin. Hayu lefanav shne mine ochalin me'oravim. Again, what he wrote basically in Halacha Yud Bet. Borer echad u'meniach le'echol, echad me'echad u'meniach le'echol miyad. V'im berer ve'eniach le'achar zman afilu lebo b'yom. Kegon she'berer b'shacharit le'echol ben arba'im chayav. So the main question that the achronim ask is why is the Rambam מחלק between פסולת מאוכל and שני מיני אוכלים. לכאורה, it's the same. And also, it sounds like there is a difference at the timing between the אוכל מפסולת and שני מיני אוכלים. That אוכל מפסולת זה להניח לבו ביום, and then he said, שברר בשחרית לאכול בין הארבעים. Why did the Rambam change? You can say it's the same, but then again, why did he split them? Why did he divide them together? So the Bet Yosef, the discussion in the Bet Yosef, the Bet Yosef discussed the Rambam, and also what we just started to discuss, the din of shiur le'altar. That's very fundamental. What is le'altar? So, page number 8 in the middle, you see the Bet Yosef, shiur le'altar. Katvu ha'rosh v'aran b'shem Rabbeinu Chananel, da'ainu shiur ma shemesev al ha'shulchan ba'otah suda bilvad. Rabbeinu Chananel mentioned the idea that le'altar is not completely le'altar. It's not immediate, like translation of immediate. The Rabbeinu Chananel opened the gate to make it like more like a ma'amad, I would say, the place that you do the brirain, the area that you make the brirain. It's not like a le'altar thing that you need immediately, like it sounds like in Rashi that you need to, when you finish the brirain, you should eat it immediately. מה שמסב על השולחן באותה סעודה. So if you sit on the table and you have something to do and you have guests, you can do the brira for them also because it's going to be eaten on this table, on this meal. So the Rabbeinu Chananel opened the shiur le'altar is more generous. וכן כתב הרב המגיד, וכן כתב רבנו ירוחם בחלק שמיני, אלא שכתב קודם לכן, וזה לשונו, אפילו ביד שאמרנו דמותר, דווקא לאלתר, כלומר לאותה סעודה. אבל לבוא ביום, כלומר שבורר הוא מניח לצורך סעודה אחרת של אותו יום בעצמו, אסור. ונראה לי דהכי כאמר, שאם הוא בורר אחר סעודה, כל שבורר לצורך סעודה אחרת, באותו יום בעצמו, הווה לאלתר. רבנו חננאל, stretch the heter even more, according to the Bet Yosef. The Bet Yosef said, it seems to me that what the Rabbeinu Hananel meant is that if you finish lunch, now you want to prepare shalashudas. Or you finish dinner, and now you want to prepare the meal for lunch. So as long as you finish this meal, everything that you're going to be borer now, it's going to be considered preparation for the next meal. So Rabbeinu Yerucham is the extreme, the most extreme makel opinion about le'altar, that le'altar is, after you finish the meal, all the time between the meals is considered a preparation for the next meal. That's the most makel opinion. The Mordechai, continue the Bet Yosef, והמורדכי כתב, דווקא להתחיל ולאכול אחר ברירתו שערי, אבל לאכול לאחר שעה נעשה כבורר לאוצר. Mordechai is all the way to the other side. He said, no, you need to eat it immediately. אבל after an hour, I don't know if the translation of an hour is correct, because שעה in halacha might be like זמן. It's not like a, they didn't have watch, it's not שעה on the clock. I'm going to see that some achronim did understand that it's mamash kapshuto an hour, but it's not so clear to me. He seems like he wants to limit the le'altar mamash immediate, and if you understand sha'a literally, so maximum of an hour. That's the maximum of le'altar that can be. And then the Bet Yosef said, and the Rambam sounds like le'altar, you need le'altar. I'm skipping to the last part of this paragraph. ומשמע דלא שרי אלא לברור כדי לאכול מיד אחרי ברירתו כדברי המורדכי. It sounds like the Rambam, but then he said, ואפשר שכל שבורר לצורך הסעודה, כל שמסב באותה הסעודה חשוב לאלתר כדברי רבנו חננאל. So he said, you know what? I can make everyone, I can make peace. And I will say that whatever רבנו חננאל meant, that whenever you prepare for the meal, it's like part of the meal and the meal itself. So as long as you are around the meal, it's okay. I don't know if he wants to combine Rabbeinu Yerucham also in it, but at least the Mordechai, the Rambam, and Rabbeinu Hananel could be saying the same thing. That's what the Bet Yosef conclude, and that's how it seems like the Achronim understood Lemaise, that as long as you're around the meal and you're preparing for the meal, it's also good. Although the Lashon of the Bet Yosef doesn't include the preparation for the meal, it sounds like kol shebor letzorach seuda kol zman shemesev beota seuda. So you can explain that he means when you sit in the meal and you make something for your friends, that's considered letzorach ota seuda kol zman shemesev. The lashon is not 100% clear, but many achronim understood that even the preparation a little bit before. We're going to see that soon. But at least we have the what the Bet Yosef think should be halacha. The next paragraph, the Bet Yosef raised the question on the Rambam. מכל מקום, אם בריר להניח עד אחרי שלוש או ארבע שעות, but if you do the ברירה to prepare for something in 3 or 4 hours, נראה מדבריו שיש חילוק in the Rambam בין בורר אוכל מתוך פסולת לבורר אוכל אחד מאחר. דבבורר אוכל מתוך פסולת חייב, ובורר אחד אוכל אחד מאחר, לא מחייב, אלא אם כן ברר שחרית לאכול בין הארבעים. אלא שאני יודע מניין לא חילוק זה, ואם לא נתכוון לכך, קשה ימי פלגינו בתרטה. So he's medagdek in the Rambam, that it sounds like the Rambam is מחלק between אוכל מאוכל and אוכל מפסולת. And אוכל מאוכל, in order to be חייב חטאת, you need to do a big ishtadlus. You need to do morning and בין הארבעים. But a couple of hours is not enough to be חייב חטאת. And where did the Rambam get that from? So the truth is that the Agaot HaTur, Baot Yud Bet, Baatur HaChadashim, and also the Biur HaLacha, not in this, maybe next year or 2 weeks, the Biur HaLacha, next year I think, brings in the name of Rabbeinu, Rabbi David Arama, that they explain, and based on the Yesod that we're going to mention soon, I'm going to mention the Yesod already here. What is Brera? Brera, very hard to translate. Because if I'm going to ask you what is Brera, what do you translate it? Sorting. Sorting means that I have two pieces and I put this here and I'm putting this here. Even if I need both. Right? I have forks and knives and I want to put them in the place. It considers sorting, right? I don't need solid for it. Do you have a word for taking...
Selecting.
And if you take the solid out, it's also selecting? Yeah? Okay, so yeah, maybe that... So in English, we would be choker now if it's selecting or sorting. That's the hakira and the achronim. What is brera? What does it mean? Does brera need to have solid, really? Meaning, do you need to have one thing that you need and the other thing that you don't need? Or even when you just need the separation, I need this here and I need this here, that basically means that I don't want this here and I don't want this here. So it's also a type of solid, although I need both. And it's a tremendous enough communal dina also. Separating the cutlery would be a big enough kamina. If you have both of them in your hand, and you want the forks, and you want the knives, you don't have ochel and psolet, you want both, you just want to put them apart. Is that considered borer or not? So we're going to see soon that it's a tremendous machloket achronim, but if we're going to apply that to the Rambam, the way that Rabbi Eliezer Mehorovitz Mipinsk and Rabbi David Arama explained the Rambam is basically that the Rambam is mechalek between the two terutzim in the Gemara, and he says that when the Gemara tells us borer ochel mipsolet, psolet meochel, the terutz of ochel mipsolet basically mechadesh that by shne mine ochalim we're mechadesh the concept of sorting. Up to that point in the Gemara we thought that borer was psolet meochel. You need like a psolet. But shne mine ochalim tells us that even when you want both, it's going to be considered borer. And based on that, they want to say in the Rambam that when you have shne mine ochalim, you can eat even what you're not taking. Because the melacha that you're doing by separating two items that are ra'ui le'achila is basically not psolet ve'ochel, it's basically separating them. So then if you need one of them, it doesn't matter which one you're going to eat, it's going to be considered ochel mipsolet. That's their pshat in the Rambam. It's an interesting pshat. And now, since we mentioned that, we're going to go a little bit more in depth to this chakira. The chakira is page number 9. This chakira can be found in our... it's a biur halacha and the pirim egadim. That's the main achronim that we wanted to mention. The Pri Megadim, L'mishbetzot Zav, Sif Katan Bet, you see it in the bold part, V'lichora shne mine ochalim, echad le'altar ve'echad le'achar zman, asur livror ma she'le'achar zman. Ha, shnehem le'achar zman, shari, dehei ochel ve'hei psolet. He's basically raising the question, if I have two kinds of foods, and I don't want any one of them now, I just want to separate them for... 5 hours from now. There is no ochel, there is no psolet. I want both, I just want to separate them. Is separating is also brera or not? The Pri Megadim seem to understand it's not a problem, it's not considered a brera. וזהו שכתבו, I'm skipping a bit, וזהו שכתבו התוספות שם היו דעותו שאין רוצה לאכול, והשמיטו תיבת עתה. It's not about עתה, it's the kind that you don't want to eat, makes it psolet. And then another nafkamina, if you have shne mine ochalim and you want to eat both and you want to use napa. So now if we consider separating, sorting not a melacha, so then maybe with napa, even with a kli, because it doesn't have a shem melacha, it's not considered brera. Separating two items that you need both, it's not considered brera, so I can do it with a tool also.
By the cutlery,
by the what?
By the cutlery, you couldn't say you're not really using anything. You're putting it, meaning it's one thing, it may be saying just putting things away when you are both so. I mean, it's one thing like when you talk about a feel, like you are consuming it. The ocho.
Okay, so you're raising a good point.
Or you're reading a book or
whatever. But lemaisa we hold that bira is applying even like stuff that is not food.
So
using it. So okay. So if the point is using it, so wait for the Rav Shlomo Zalman. Wait for that. We're gonna get there. Yeah, but it's a good svara. Another interesting halacha that we have. It's at the end of the siman. So I feel bad to mention it now. But the Gemara tells us that if there is a chelmon vechelbon. They used to make like a chagdal in a way, weird way that chagdal is mustard, and they used to take the seeds, and you want to make it more yellow, so you put an egg, a raw egg, in a misnenet, like a strainer, what do you call it? And then the white part going to stay up, and the yellow part going to go down. And the Gemara said it's mutar because the reason you basically don't need both. You want the white to stay up and you want the yellow just to go down to make the color, but you don't care about it. You don't care about the achelmon nasa legaven. It's a very difficult Gemara. We're going to discuss that more in depth, Bezrat Hashem. But the bottom line, it depends if you consider the egg like one piece or two pieces. I'm just giving this hakdama before I'm going to read the last line in the page. ובלבוש כתב שהחלבון והחלבון שני מינים הם, וכן משמע בבח, ולפי זה בנפה וכברה, כל שאין רוצה לאכול אתה שניהם שרי. So based on this, it's basically a proof to what he was mesupak. If you want to use both of them, or you don't want to use both of them, in this case, even if you use kli, even if you use נפה וכברה, it's mutar because you see it by חלמון וחלבון. So although he was צריך עיון, at the end of the first paragraph you see צריך עיון לדינה, after that in סעיף קטן י"ב, he is ממש holding like that לדינה. So it seems like he held like this למעשה. ביאור הלכה, אין דיבור המתחיל הוא בורר, ודיבור המתחיל היו לפניו. הוא כתב בעריכות לסתור, he does not agree with the פרי מגדים. He said it's pasher to me that ברירה is separation, sorting, it's ממש the מלאכה of ברירה, I don't know what you're talking about. The case of Chagdal is not a proof. ולעניות דעתי לא יודע מכלל, דעת המתרווי הוא אינם עומדים לאכילה לעולם. דהחלבון יתערב בפסולת החגדל ואין רוצה לאוכלה, והחלבון יורד למטה לגוון ולא לאכילה. The way that the Biur Halacha trying to argue with the Primegadim, he says that basically this, he is starting the Svara that you're saying, that we are not going to be considered brera when it's sorting only when you're not using both. But when you want to use both, when you want to eat them or you want to use them, okay? That's basically the svara that you said. So, based on that, says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, if I have in the sink, I have a...
Well, what's the difference between that and the Rambam?
What?
What's the difference between that and the Rambam? I'm saying it's when you have two mine oklam, and but you, as long as you...
שני מיני אוכלים, שני מיני אוכלים, you use in both.
Right.
You use in both.
But
when I'm not using both.
But why is it only the altar then? If you waited 3 or 4 hours, the Rambam says that's
okay. No, you're using the svaras that we said to explain in the Rambam by the Achronim, that the Rambam hold that the separation is also melacha. Based on that, you're asking?
Yeah.
So that's achronim. You cannot be makshe from achron to achron. Not everyone should agree with that pshat. And Rabbi Shnabura himself doesn't... So, lemaise, says Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, based on this svara of the Biur Halacha, that if you have in your sink, you have a... How do you call this? The thing that you put in the bottom of the sink to collect the... To separate, basically, the water from the solid.
Strainer?
So it's a... It's doing the same thing. It separates the water from the garbage. So you don't need both of them. You want the water to go to the drain and you want the psolet to go to the psolet. You don't need both of them. So although you mamash doing a brera b'kli, but since you're doing a brera, even if I'm holding that separation is a brera, but when I'm not planning to use any of them, that's not considered a melacha, even according to the poskim, the Biur Halacha, that hold that separation is a melacha when you don't want to use both, then it's not considered a melacha. But if you want to use both, any type of use, or eating, or using it, then you have a problem based, according to the Biur Halacha. It's a little difficult, meaning the whole...
So it would work out that if you want to use both, or you only want to use one...
Yeah.
Then separating is a problem. But if you want to use neither, then
if you're not using any of them, you don't have any use from the separation, then it's
So it's enough to just if you would use one.
No,
to be asked.
yeah. So again, the concept that Biur Halacha says it's not so simple because. The assumption that you have that you don't use it for achila, it's not nothing. So you can argue with kelim. We hold that brera is shayach even stuff that it's not achila. But like we mentioned, like maybe achila is not lav davka in the Biur Halacha. Achila is like need that you have. And again, like we mentioned, the Rambam sounds like there is a issue of separation. Now, again, what is lemaise? What is the shiur le'altar? So we just finished the definition of the melacha. We saw a big chakira of the achronim if it's a separation or choosing. What did you say the other? So that's the conclusion of the first part. The second part is what is le'altar lemaise. We mentioned the Bet Yosef. We saw that the Bet Yosef was struggling with the Rabbeinu Yerucham and Mordechai and the Rabbeinu Hananel. The only source after that that we see like a little bit of more explanation to this concept is the Magen Avraham in Shin Kaf Alef Seif Tetvav, page 11. He refers to Arsiman when he discusses cutting stuff duck-duck, when you want to cut stuff very small and it needs to be done le'altar. So he said, ועל כל פנים, אסור לעשותו עד יציאת בית הכנסת, דבעינן סמוך לסעודה ממש. כמו שכתוב בראש סימן ראש יוטט. So he understood our סימן, when we say le'altar, what is le'altar, סמוך לסעודה, he basically tells you there that the way he understood our סימן, that when people leave shul, that's a sign that it's considered close to the זמן אכילה. And again, it depends where you live, because some places after you leave shul, you still have so... But you see at least that one of the poskim, Leir Achroinim, expand the Seudah. It's not mamish a minute before the Seudah. It can be in a normal preparation of a normal family before the meal. It's also included in that preparation. Egletal in Borer Hei Tet, he seemed to understand in the Mordechai, that the Mordechai mentioned Sha'ah. It's literally Sha'ah, 60 minutes. It's very difficult to me. I don't know. He himself is debating what is le'altar. He doesn't quote the Ramban, but basically, whatever. He seems to understand in the Mordechai that Sha'ah is bedavka. It's a Sha'ah. Oh, I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
It seems like. If you look in the what he wrote inside, he says, "אינו נקרא לאלתר אלא עד שעה סמוך לברכתו, והיא מסב תכף בסעודה, אף שהתמהמה באכילת שעה דברים יותר משעה, עד שיגיע לאכול הדברים, מותר לברור." So the שעה is before the meal. But when you're in the meal, so you're good. You're eating, basically. You're in a long process of eating. Lemaise, the Agletal is very difficult to me because the whole dikduk of Sha'a in the Mordechai is completely difficult and not... And if you see in the Igot Moshe in Chelek Dalet Ayin Dalet Borer Yud Gimel, it's mamash the question that anyone who needs to go to Maizev, please. The Agletal... He basically asked on the Gletal, what is the 60, is it really 60 minutes or it's Sha'a, like, time? So the Gosmoshe said, Tshuva, at page number 12, אין זו שיעור של שעה, אלא הזמן שדרך לאישה שמסדר את האוכלים. It's the time that it usually takes to prepare the meal. So, basically, quoting the Magen Avraham that we just mentioned, that's the way that he understood also. Now, I wrote here, I brought some Rishonim that the Dikduk of the Lashon is mashma like it. But I have to mention that the Ritva, if you look at the Ritva inside, it's Meforash that the Ritva did not understand that. He understood that its mamish needs to be eaten in the Seudah or immediately before. But the Ritva does not quote the Rabbeinu Hananel, so he's not what we pass in Halacha. In Halacha, we pass like Rabbeinu Hananel, like the Rishonim that mentioned that the whole meal, or close to the meal, is basically fine. And that's how the Achronim look at the Halacha. I mean, in Lemaise, you see the Orchot Shabbat, and the Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata, both of them, Lemaise, hold like the Magen Avraham, that you can prepare the meal before the meal. And even more than an hour, if that's the normal time that it takes to... It can be less than an hour if that's the normal way... It needs to be normal. That's the basically what the Magen Avraham is saying. Like a normal preparation for the meal. Now, the last part is just like an interesting concept we're going to discuss that next year also. B'ezrat Hashem is Din Alim Meupashim. If you read the Gemara in our Seif says, ולכן מותר לברור הירק שקוראים שאלטין מן העלים המאופשים שבו, כל מה שצריך לאותה סעודה. You have lettuce, a lot of pieces of lettuce, and you're allowed to do boirer, לכאורה אוכל מפסולת. לאלתר לאותה סעודה. You want to make salad, you can take the good leaves from the bad leaves. Don't take the bad leaves. Now, the Biur Halacha here writes that we have to define between two kinds of lettuce. If the lettuce is still in the head and you have bad leaves around, you could take the bad leaves out. Because then you're basically peeling like a knot that's covered. It's like it's considered also derech achila. But I have to mention the source for the Gemara because it has a big chidush for us, and we're going to see that more Bezrat Hashem next year. Din knivat yerek. That's the source. Shabbat in Kuftet Vav. The Gemara says that in Yom Kippur, we're allowed to take the bad leaves of the lettuce. Mishum ugmat nefesh. It's a heter de rabbanan, mishum ugmat nefesh. And you're allowed to take the bad leaves from the good leaves, even when it's in a mix, lechova. It's a shayla of hachana, and also a shayla of brera. So why is it... Mele hachana, it's the rabbanan, you can be matir for ugmat nefesh, but if it's isur d'oraita, why could you be matir it? So the Rav Magid Perek Aleph Mishvitat Asor Halacha Gimel, I'm reading the part that it's in bold. Vekshu al perusham di lasir alim araim ayinu borer vayinu menacha gmura. Yesh li letaretz ledatam delo mikri borer ela mitoch psolet gamur o min ochel mimin ochel acher kanizkar beperek chet michot Shabbat. אבל זה הכל מין אחד הוא, ואין העלים האלו פסולת גמור, ולא ראוין להיקרא פסולת, ואפשר שראוין להכיל על ידי הדחק. כיוון שכן, אין בזה אלא משום שבות בשבת, והותר ביום הכיפורים. So a tremendous, tremendous חידוש, that when we discuss שני מיני אוכלים, we used to think that what's defined one part to be פסולת is the fact that you don't like it. And if this is true, so when you don't like the bad leaves, you should consider them to be פסולת also. רב המגיד tells you the secret, no. שני מיני אוכלים, you need two conditions in order to be considered psolet. You need to have identity, you need to have to be special, and then when I don't like you, then you become psolet. But if you are min echad, if you're the same thing, so the fact that I don't like you is not going to make you to be psolet. You know, you're still the same thing. So it's going to be only psolet mid rabbanan. So that's why we can be matirat b'motzei Yom Kippur. So his mechadesh, that min echad, and we're going to see the Trumat Hadesh, and we're going to see the same concept the next seif, that when we're mechalek between shnei minei ochalim, it's only when it's shnei minei ochalim. It needs to be two different kinds of food. And then when I don't like one of them, it would be considered psolet and makes it brera midoraita. But if it's the same min, and I don't like this piece because it's spoiled, so it's going to be only min derabanan.
So So fruit, whatever fruit, it's not. Pits, the pomegranate.
What?
The pomegranates with the seeds.
Yeah.
Is that considered one min? But I don't want to eat the seeds.
Here it's mamash psolet, and it's not maybe not ra'u le'achila lidei hadachak. If it's not ra'u le'achila lidei hadachak, if it's mamash like not ra'u le'achila, then it's psolet because it's psolet. I don't need my mind to make it psolet. It is psolet. If it's a psolet that it is ra'u le'achila, it brings it down to the level of the Rabbanon. It's a big chiddush. And we're going to discuss more, but I just wanted to mention that here because basically that the Rama, when he quotes it, that's what it's based on. And it's like, you're going to see the Trumat Hadesh and basically you're going to say the same thing. And we're going to discuss what is defined a min to be two minim or one min. If you have big fish and small fish, is it two minim or one min? We're going to discuss that also. But it's the same concept that in order to be qualified to be Shne Minim, you need to be Shne Minim. You need to be a separate entity. You need to be a different. It's not that you just everything is in your mind. What you don't like makes it solid. Just have to mention that. And again, even with that, if it's in the head of the lettuce, then we have the heter of peeling. Peeling is like not, maybe it's, even if it's not considered me'urvav, it might be another reason, but that's not what the Biur HaLacha said. The Biur HaLacha said, it's derech achila, you just peeling it. It's like you're allowed to peel any peel that's around the... Okay. That's for today.
There's a good discussion with the issue.